Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends. Well, glory to God in the highest heaven. I am so sorry. I'm supposed to preach in Chinese. Totally forgot. 在地上平安归于所喜悦的人。
And on earth, peace be with those who favor his favor rest.
可是我们的安然姐妹其实是中英都很强的。
But our sister Irene is okay in Chinese and English.
No, that's a mistranslation. No, she's bilingual. Yes. So, 当我们秉公行义的时候。
So when we enact justice.
当我们喜爱怜悯的时候。
When we love mercy.
当我们谦卑与我们的神同行的时候,
and when we walk humbly with our God,
但愿那是因为我们全然的信靠我们的神,
I hope is that we trust in God fully.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们亲爱的天父,
Dear Heavenly Father,
何等赞叹荣耀都归您,
How awesome that all the glory is yours.
何等宝贵您的喜悦临到您的子民。
How precious that your favor has come upon your people.
求神透过您的灵,
By your spirit.
帮助我们能够更深刻地认识您的话语,您的作为。
Help us to know your words and your works more deeply.
以致我们能够越深切地来爱您。
And to help us to love you more and more dearly.
赐我们在悔改中的喜乐。
Please grant us joy in our repentance.
让我们的顺服能结果子。
And make us fruitful in our obedience.
我们这是奉主耶稣基督统领之名祈求。
And by the commanding name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
所以如果你走进一个商场里面那个宠物的那一区块,
If you walk into a pet supermarket, in the pet section of the supermarket,
你会发现说给猫给狗的产品就是一箩筐。
You'll find the products for the cats and dogs are just covered in the shelves.
然后在网络上,
and on the internet,
很多时候有那个就是要最受欢迎的, 那个视频的一个争霸战。
On the internet, there's also often a battle for the most popular dog and cat videos.
很多时候你会看到说, 是就是狗狗的视频比较受欢迎呢, 还是喵咪的, 视频比较受欢迎。
You'll see, like, is it the dog videos that are more popular or the cat videos?
所以我现在想, 很快的在, 就是只有在我们会众当中做一个调查。
So I want to do a survey just in our congregation.
那我们多少的人是爱猫之人?
How many of us are cat people?
可以举一个手吗? 好, 那我们多少是爱犬之人?
And how many of us are dog lovers?
好像爱犬之人略略多一点。 好, 那再多一个问题, 谁就是看到不管是猫或者是狗, 只要可爱你就喜欢的。
Looks like...
Okay. 所以都是喜爱就是这个可爱的毛毛动物哈。
So it looks like we just love the cuteness overall.
那不管你是爱猫之人, 爱犬之人, 还是爱猫犬之人。
Regardless if you're a cat lover, a dog lover, or both.
有这样一个无可抵赖的一个事实。
There is this undeniable truth.
也就是说当你看到一只猫的时候, 或者看到一只狗的时候, 你会知道说那是一只猫或者那是一只狗。
And that is when you see a cat or a dog, you'll just know if it's a cat or a dog.
那安然姐妹她是有一只非常可爱的小狗。
So Sister Irene has a very cute dog.
那我可以很肯定的说, 当她看到她家的这只可爱的Andy的时候, 她不会说, 哦,喵。
And I can very certainly say that when she sees her dog Andy, she won't say, meow.
就算Andy他被就是要参加一个服装派对, 然后被伪装成一只猫, 安然姐妹相信也不会说, 啊,你这好可爱的猫哦。
Even if Andy is going to a costume party and is dressed up as a cat, she still won't say, oh, you're such a cute cat.
这是因为狗或者是猫, 都有他们自己的特征。
And this is because cats and dogs have their own distinct features.
也所以会被归类于这是猫类或者是犬类。
And as such, they're classified as felines or canines.
也就是为什么蜘蛛不是昆虫。
And this is also why spiders are not insects.
杀人鲸 是属于豚类而不是鲸类。
Killer whales are actually with the dolphin family.
然后如果有一个人能跟你说啊，我刚才看见有一个就是有红绿颜色的熊猫，你会觉得说你看错了吧。
And if someone said to you, oh, I saw a red and green panda, and you would be like, I don't think so.
路加医生他在路加福音里面记载了主耶稣基督告诉他的听众的这样一个问题。
Dr. Luke records that Jesus Christ asked his listeners this question.
这是记载在路加福音十八章。
It's recorded in Luke chapter 18.
然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信的吗
？However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
信德。
Faith.
主耶稣是说基督徒本身也是有这样一个特征。
Jesus Christ is saying that Christians also have this distinct feature.
分别为圣与世上的人不一样的有这么样一个特征，那就是他们的信德。
This distinct feature that sets them apart from the rest of the humans on earth is that they have faith.
而不单单只是对于神的一种忠诚。
It's not just a faithfulness towards God.
乃是对神有怎么样一个真实的一个信仰。
But the actual belief a soul has of God.
你到底相信神他是何为神？你到底相信神他是怎么样一位神？
Oh, how you believe the characteristic of God is to be God.
而这样的一个相信也会塑造并且带领你一生的一个果效。
And this belief will shape and direct the life of a person.
就如猫和狗一样，你们不会两者混淆。
Just like how you won't confuse a dog and a cat.
同时间也不会说哦，我是一个基督徒，可是我是一个属世的人。
Also, like you won't say I'm a Christian, but I'm also of this earth.
就算我们把狗化妆成像熊猫一样
，Even if we dressed a dog as a panda,
非常的可爱。
It's very cute.
它仍是狗。
But still a dog.
我可以觉得它是一个熊猫，可是它还是狗。
We can think that they look like a panda, but he is still a dog.
主耶稣基督他来的时候，他会知道有哪些基督徒或有哪些灵魂是伪装，有哪些基督徒是真的带着这样的一个信仰。
When Jesus Christ comes, he will know who are the pseudo Christians dressed up as a true Christian by their distinct characteristics.
我们今天要看路加福音第十八章一到十七节。
Today we're looking at Luke chapter 18, 1 through 17.
这里主耶稣基督告诉众人，基督徒有至少有这样三个特征。
Jesus Christ tells us that Christians have at least these three distinct features.
一个基督徒的灵魂有这样三个特征。
There are three distinct features of a Christian life.
第一是全然的信靠神。
First is that we're fully trusting in God.
第二是全然的在神面前谦卑。
The second is that we're fully humble before God.
第三是全然的依靠神。
The third is that we're fully dependent on God.
而这三个特性的一个表现，也就是在一个持之以恒的一个祷告之中。
And the expression of these three characteristics is shown in a persistent prayer.
一个实际是基督徒的，会与神有这样一个持之以恒的一个沟通。
A true Christian will have this continual communication with God.
所以请大家现在来聆听路加福音第十八章。
So let's hear the message of Luke 18.
一到八节会用中文念。
Verse 1 through 8 will speak in Chinese.
九到十四节，爱人姐妹会用英文来念。
9 through 14, Irene will read in English.
15 到17节会先是中文，然后再是英文。
15 through 17 will read in Chinese first and then English.
所以请大家如果要的话，也可以打开你的圣经。
If you would like, please also open your Bibles.
路加福音第十八章一到八节，耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心，说。某城里有一个官，不去罢神，也不尊重世人。那城里有个寡妇，常到他那里说：“我与一个对头，求你给我伸冤。”他多日不准，后来心里说：“我虽然不怕神，也不尊重世人，只因这寡妇烦扰我，我就给他伸冤吧。” 免得他常来缠磨我。主说，你们听这不义之官所说的话，神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？我告诉你们，要快快的给他们伸冤了。然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗？
To some who are confident in their own righteousness and look down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and another a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I'm not like the other people, the robbers, evildoers, and adulterers, or even like the tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood in the distance. He would not even look up to the heavens and beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.
第十五到十七节，有人抱着自己的婴孩来见耶稣，要摸他们。门徒看见就责备那些人。耶稣却叫他们来说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。
Verses 15 to 17.People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on him. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.
让我们再念接下来这几节一次，一同来念。
Please let us read the following together.
先是第八节。
First is verse 8.
我告诉你们，要快快的给神的选民伸冤了。然而人子来到的时候，遇得见世上有信的吗？第十四节。我告诉你们，这人回家去，比那人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。第十七节。我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。感谢神透过他的仆人路加福音对路加医生对我们说话。
Praise be to God that our Lord has spoken through his servant Luke.
但愿我们是带着信靠和顺服来领受神的话语。
May we receive these words in trust and obedience.
这段经文所要教导我们的这样一个以神为中心的一个信息是
The God-centering message of Luke is this.
神的子民是要全然相信神，全然谦卑于神面前，全然依靠神。
God's people are fully trusting of God, fully humble before God, and fully dependent on God.
主耶稣基督三次说，我告诉你们。
Jesus Christ three times said, Truly, I tell you.
第一次告诉我们是要全然相信神。
The first time he is saying that we should fully trust God.
第二次告诉我们说需要在神面前全然谦卑。
The second time he is saying we should fully be humble before God.
第三次他说我们要全然依靠神。
And the third time he says we should fully be dependent on God.
所以神的子民有这样一个特性。
So God's people have this distinct characteristic.
就是他们会常常祷告。
And is that they are in continuous prayer.
不灰心。
Not losing faith.
因为神的子民全然相信神。
Because God's people is fully trusting of God.
全然在神面前谦卑。
Are fully humble before God.
全然依靠神。
And fully dependent on God.
主耶稣基督向他的听众以及他的门徒保证。
Jesus Christ promises this to his listeners and his disciples.
神他会凭着他的公义
God will be just
也就是说他会做那完全是对的一件事情
He will do what is fully just and right
他会是以一种喜乐一种良善来回应他的子民
He will be good and joyful towards his in his response towards his people
那些在祷告中来到神面前因为他们对神的信实以及美善有这样全然的信靠
Those who come to him in prayer is because they are fully trusting of God.
还有那些完全是认知到说神是那美好的，并且自己非常需要神的赦免的那些人，他们也透过祷告来到神面前。
And also those who come to God in prayer because they know that God is perfect and they're in full need of God's forgiveness towards their sins.
然后也有那些是已经认识到说自己生命是其实全然需要神来维持。
And those who acknowledge that their life is in need of God for assistance.
不管是不是在神里面的公义或者是美善。
Whether it's justice or goodness in God.
或需要神的完全或神的赦免。
Or in need of his perfection or forgiveness.
一个基督徒来到神面前是说，神啊，我全然需要你。
A Christian coming before God is saying, God, I fully need you.
所以如果我们说我们是信靠神。
So if we say that we trust in God.
在我们生命的成长以及成熟之中。
When we are in our maturation of our life.
我们是否有呈现这样一种特征呢？
Do we have that distinct characteristic?
如果主耶稣基督是在这个时候回到我们当中，
If Jesus Christ is returning to us right now,
在 CCMC 他会看到有信德吗？
Will he find faith in CCMC?
主耶稣基督给了这样第一个比喻。
Jesus Christ told this first parable.
他的用意，路加医生告诉我们，
Luke tells us the meaning of this is,
也就是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
Is to tell them that they should pray consistently and not give up.
这里所说到的常常祷告，
the always in prayer is.
它的意思是持之以恒，
it means to be continual.
而不是持续不断，
and not continuous.
这两个之间是有那微妙的差别。
There's a slight difference between these.
因为持之以恒是在态度上是完全不放弃。
The continual means in his attitude is never giving up.
而且在表现上是会不断的会一就是会持续的与神有这样一个沟通。
And they will be in persistent communication with God.
可是如果我们说是不断的话，
But if we say it's continuous,
这已经在我们基督徒身上压着一个没有办法承起的一个负担。
This is an unbearable yoke or burden on our Christians.
因为我现在正在和大家证道。
Because right now I'm preaching to everyone.
我肯定是要在祷告之中有这样一个所谓的停止。
It must mean that I need a break in the prayer.
实际在时空现实之中，持续不断是一个没有办法做到的一件事情。
It's pretty much impossible to say that we're continuous in the time frame.
可是主耶稣基督这里要告诉我们说，我们是要持之以恒，也就是在坚持上是不放弃的。
But Jesus is telling us that we should be continual and to be persistent and not giving up.
所以一个真正的一个属于基督徒的一个信仰会对神说，我为你祷告是不会放弃。
So a true Christian faith towards prayer is saying that I will not give up in doing this.
为什么这么说呢？
Why do we say that?
因为接下来主耶稣基督就告诉我们说，要常常祷告，他的另外一个了解就是不要灰心。
Because the next part Jesus says to be continuous or to be continual in prayer is to not give up.
因为灰心的话就是说你可能对神有失望。
Because if we give up, it kind of means that we're disappointed in God.
你对神感觉到在神的生活里面你受挫。
We have experienced despair or discouragement.
甚至完全失去了一个盼望。
Or just losing hope.
我们很多时候在灰心的时候都是出现这样几个场景。
When we give up, it's often these situations.
可是主耶稣基督要让我们知道这是一个非常危险的一个心境。
But Jesus wants us to know that this is actually a very dangerous territory.
因为当我们灰心不祷告以后，
Because when we're giving up and stopping prayer,
也就是我们其实对神的信靠已经开始消失。
It's because we are losing our faith and trust in God.
因为为什么我们要对一个我们不信靠的神我们祷告呢？
Because why would we pray to someone who we don't trust?
一个没有信心的祷告是一个会变会没有一个对不起，因为没有信心的话，在祷告之中是空洞的。
Because if we don't have faith, then the prayer is empty.
如果祷告来到一个灰心的状态，
if our prayer is in a giving up situation.
我们是要求主怜悯。
We need mercy from God.
是因为我们在对他的信仰上，我们开始要知道说，我们进入了另外一个，或许是一个摇晃的一个状态。
It's probably because our faith or our trust in God is shaken.
所以主耶稣基督说这样一个比喻。
So Jesus tells this parable.
是一个恶官以及一个寡妇的这样一个比喻。
It's a parable between a judge and a widow.
是要告诉我们要常常祷告，不可灰心。
Telling us to pray and never give up.
也就是对神有这样一个全然的信靠。
That we have this full trust in God.
而这信靠也就是在常常祷告之中表现出来。
And this trust is shown in the persistent prayer.
在这个比喻之中，我们看见这个官以及寡妇，他们会各代表神，或者一个对神的对比，以及代表着门徒。
In this parable, we see that the judge is contrasting to God, and the widow is being compared to the disciples.
我们看到这个官，
we see the judge.
对他有两次的形容。
There are two descriptors.
一次是主耶稣基督说，这官他是不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。
One is saying that he neither feared God nor cared what people thought.
接下来他自己也承认，在第四节之中。
In verse 4, he also admitted this himself.
看见说，我既不怕神，我也不尊重世人。
That I don't fear God or trust or care about people.
这在圣经里面对于像他这种人的一个形容，也就是罪大恶极。
Biblically, this is the most wicked you can be.
因为这是直接与圣经我们所知道那两个最大的命令相冲的。
Because it's in direct opposition of the two great commandments that we know.
既不爱神，
we don't love God.
也不爱人设。
And don't love others.
完全是以自我为主导。
Completely self-centered.
所以这是主耶稣基督要告诉我们说，有这么样恶的一个官。
So Jesus is saying that there is such a wicked judge.
那同时间突然间来一个很大的对比，有一个寡妇。
Suddenly there's this great contrast of the widow.
寡妇在那社会以及文化之中，其实是一个非常微不足道的人。
Culturally, the widow is understood as a very insignificant person.
你完全就不用去理会她了。
You don't need to bother with them at all.
可是这里主耶稣基督开始告诉我们说，在神的国度里面是有很大的一个变化。
But Jesus is telling us that in the kingdom of God, there is a huge change.
他要我们先看说，这么恶的一个人会做出什么样一件事情。
He wants us to see that such a wicked person, what would they do?
从那里让我们想说，那这么美善的神，他会做出什么样的事呢？
And he wants to tell us that such a beautiful and perfect God, what would he do?
所以这里我们就看到说，这么恶的这样一个官。
And so here we see the such a wicked judge.
透过他的手，竟然还是能够做出公义的事情。
Through his hands, actually did something just.
主耶稣基督要让我们知道说，这样一种所谓好品格，不单单只是一个所谓好人能够做出来的事。
Jesus wants to know that something that can be done out of not just like good person.
一个。 这个官他行出公义的事。
This judge, he still did something good and just.
可是他是出于一个非常自私的一个原因。
But it was done out of a selfish reason.
他不是看着这寡妇说，你好可怜，好吧，我来帮你。
He didn't see the widow and want to show her mercy.
他说，你好烦啊，我好烦，我快崩溃了，好，我来帮你。
But he was worn down and annoyed and said, okay, fine, I'll help you.
因为这里他就说，因为这个寡妇来烦扰我。
Because he's saying that the widow is annoying me.
在原文里面讲到说，他眼睛下面都已经有黑圈圈。
In the text, he says there are, you know, dark circles under his eyes.
那对我们来说，可能是睡不够。
For us, it may be because we didn't.
可是这个人他是完全不管这寡妇的，所以他会安枕无忧，他不会这样子因此而失眠。
But this judge probably didn't lose sleep because he doesn't care about the widow at all.
那原文里面所要讲的是，他可能会被寡妇打，打得鼻青眼肿。
So in the original text, he's probably saying that he would be beaten by the widow.
或者是他就是完全在社会上失去面子。
Or he's just lose his face in society.
可是我们知道他是一个不怕神不怕人的，不管人的一个官。
But we know that he doesn't fear God or care about people.
所以我们最后可以了解的是，他会做出这样一个公义的事情，是因为他爱自己爱得太深。
So in the end, we know that he would do something that looks to be just. It's because he just loves himself.
主耶稣基督要问我们说，如果这么恶的一个官，出于他这么一个糟糕的自私，可以做出公义的事情。
Jesus asked us if this wicked judge can still do something just out of his own self-centeredness.
你为什么还要质疑神的公义呢？
Why are you asking God's justice?
为什么还要质疑说神从于他的这样一个全然美善之中会行出恶事呢？
Why are you still questioning that God out of his goodness and perfection can still do something bad?
同时间我们说寡妇她是一个微不足道的人。
At the same time, we say that the widow is insignificant.
不必理睬的。
We don't need to care about her.
可是在她这样一个坚持之下，变成是一个需要理睬的人。
But in her persistence, she became significant.
神借由主耶稣基督也要让我们知道。
God, by the hands of Jesus Christ, wants us to know.
我们确实不配得神来与我们有相交。
We really aren't worthy of having a relationship with God.
可是神看他的子民为他的选民。
But God sees his people as the chosen ones.
也就是在悔改以及 信靠之中回到神那里去的这样一个子民。
It's in repentance and faith that we turn back to God.
神已经把这样一个重要性加添给他的子民。
God has already given the significance to his people.
所以如果微不足道的人都会得到那个官的一个注意力。
So if someone so insignificant can still get the attention of the judge,
你身为神的子民，
you as a child of God,
你会为什么还要觉得说神是不会神不会理睬你呢？
Why do you still think that God won't care about you?
为什么还要想说神会置你于不顾呢？
Why do you think God will still just cast you aside?
主耶稣基督在第八节里面说，我告诉你们。
Jesus says in verse 8, I tell you.
这也就是确定说我现在告诉你的是确确真真实实的事情。
This is telling you that, seriously, this is true. This is what I'm telling you.
神会为他们伸冤。
God will, bring justice to his people.
这伸冤的他们也就是你和我以及所有神的选民。
And that is for you and me and all of God's people.
也是带着悔改以及全然的信靠来到神面前向他祷告的人。
And it's for those who come in repentance and faith and prayer to God.
所以神的其中一个特性，也就是他是公义，他是美善的。
So God's distinct feature is that he is just and he is perfect.
他会对他的选民做出回应。
He will respond to his people.
那主耶稣是问说
，Jesus asks。
世人会对这样的一位神有回应吗？
Will people have this kind of response?
因为人子来的时候
，Because when Jesus comes,
遇得见世上有信的吗
？Will he find faith on earth?
神是会回应的。
God will respond.
我们会回应吗
？Will we?
往往我们会在我们的往往我们会在我们的罪性当中颠倒这样一个次序。
Oftentimes we'll have this reversal in our sin.
我们常常说我们是会回应的，可是神会回应吗？
We often say that, oh yeah, we will respond, but will God?
主耶稣基督要让我们知道说，实际上是神会对我们做回应，可是我们有全然对神的信靠吗？
But Jesus is saying that God will always respond, but do we have that trust in God?
主耶稣基督会看见有门徒昼夜的呼吁他吗？
Jesus will Jesus find his disciples crying out to him day and night?
会不会看到这些持之以恒祷告，因为全然相信神的这些门徒呢？
Will it be because his disciples are fully trusting God and justice and his goodness?
所以单单从主耶稣问的这样一个问题。
So just merely based on Jesus' question.
我们也时常需要停顿下来。扪心自问，
we will need to ask ourselves,
我们有一个祷告的生命吗？
Do we have a prayerful life?
我们有一个祷告的生命吗？
Do we have a praying life?
主耶稣基督在我们生命里面会看到什么样的一种信德呢？
What kind of faith will Jesus find in us?
而我们多常祷告，祷告些什么？又显示了我们对神的信靠是什么样的一种信靠呢？
And what does our praying life in its frequency and its content show what we believe in God?
我们有在伪装吗？
Are we playing dress up?
还是我们已经是神手里那新的创造了？
Or are we already the remade as God's new creation?
我们常常想说，哎呀，主耶稣这么好，他不会那么去挑剔的，这太挑剔了。
We often think that, oh, God is so good, he won't be that picky.
或者是啊，你已经开始要进入律法主义，现在还问我祷告多少次，有没有搞错？
It's like, oh, like, how are you still asking me how many times I pray?
主耶稣基督告诉我们这比喻，是问我们说，我们有没有常常祷告，有没有在祷告中灰心？
God is asking us of this is to ask, are we praying persistently, and are we praying persistently in humility?
同时间，这七节里面，主耶稣基督说，这是昼夜的一件事情。
In verse 7, Jesus says this is a day and night sort of thing.
如果我们要说律法主义好了，如果我们要说律法主义 legalism.
Oh, if we're talking about legalism.
那我们至少要问说，我们早上起来，我们睡觉之前，我们祷告了吗？
Then we should at least ask.The first thing we wake up and when before we fall asleep, are we praying?
因为这是主耶稣基督至少在字面上已经讲出来的一个时段。
Because this is at least what Jesus has said in plain text.
可是，在经义上是告诉我们说，我们祷告是需要有那样的坚持。
But actually, it's pointing to that we should be praying persistently.
主耶稣基督来的时候，会看得见我们的全然信靠吗？
When the Son of Man comes, will he see our fully dependent and trust in God?
主耶稣基督告诉我们说，不单单是祷告要有这样一个坚持。
Jesus is saying that not only should we have this persistence in prayer,
并且是要在一个谦卑之中有这样一个坚持。
But that we are supposed to be humble in our persistent prayer.
因为很容易我们就说啊，我有祷告，我有祷告，哎，不错。
Because often we'll say, yeah, yeah, I pray, like that's pretty good.
可是现在主耶稣基督接下来在讲的这个比喻就问我们说不单单是你有没有祷告而是你是如何祷告你所祷告的内容又是什么、
Next Jesus will in the parable will ask not just if you've prayed or not but how you prayed and what we're praying for
开场白主耶稣基督知道说有在内心里面有那骄傲的人
The opening Jesus is pointing to the arrogance that people have in their hearts
自以为意的人
The people who are self-righteous
因为说，嗯，我是有祷告的人。
Because they're saying, yeah, like I've prayed.
所以主耶稣基督接下来就说了这个比喻。
So God will talk about this parable next.
讲到有两个人。
There are two people.
这两个人在社会上的这样一个落差是很大的。
There's a big contrast in their social standing.
在人眼里。
In the eyes of man.
一个法利赛人。
One is a Pharisee.
跟一个税吏。
The other is a tax.
简直就是天与地。
It's like heaven and earth.
法律赛人，嗯，应该尊重，因为他们非常虔诚。
Sure, we should respect the Pharisee because they're very devout.
他们教导神的话语。
They teach God's word.
这个税吏竟然是跟这个罗马帝国，就是狼狈为奸，太糟糕。
But the tax collector is with the Romans, and they're terrible.
Indeed, they're terrible. 哇，至少在人眼里，他们是很糟糕的人。所以在这里主耶稣基督就说了有这样一个税吏跟以及这样一个法利赛人
So Jesus is saying here that there is a tax collector and a Pharisee
可是这里主耶稣基督又要告诉我们在神眼中他是看内心的
Jesus is telling us that in God's eyes he is looking into our hearts
所以在神眼里法利赛人以及税吏也是有一个很大的一个差别
In the eyes of God, there is also a big contrast between this Pharisee and the tax collector.
可是主耶稣基督告诉我们说，这税吏是神所接纳的，而这法利赛人却不是。
But Jesus tells us that God actually accepted the tax collector, but not the Pharisee.
难道所有的税吏都被接纳，或所有的法利赛人都被拒绝吗
？Is it all that all the tax collectors are accepted and all the Pharisees are rejected?
这不是主耶稣基督所要说的。
That's not what Jesus is saying.
可是主耶稣基督是要让我们看见说，我们每个人。如果我们在某件事情做得好的话，还是非常需要小心。
Jesus is pointing out that even if we do well in a certain area, we still need to be careful.
如果你是一个祷告的税吏
If you're a praying tax collector,
你是一个祷告的法利赛人。
If you're a praying Pharisee,
都要非常小心那自我为意的危机。
You both have to be cognizant of the danger of self-righteousness.
主耶稣基督要告诉我们说，不单单是有没有祷告这样一件事情。
Jesus wants to tell us that it's not just about whether we pray.
乃是我们内在的心境所发出的祷告是什么样的一个祷告呢？
But what is that kind of prayer that is coming from our heart?
因为主耶稣基督要让我们知道说，我们或许可以很虔诚。
Jesus is wanting to tell us that maybe we're
religious.
Oh, religious.
Or pious.
Pious.
可是，在我们的虔诚跟我们的在我们的虔诚当中，我们可以是为了自己。
But in our piousness, we can still be self-centered.
而主耶稣基督就以这样一个被人尊重的一个法利赛人来作为一个比例。
And Jesus is using this respectable Pharisee as an example.
因为在表面上我们可以觉得说，啊，这个法利赛人实在是做得太好了。
On the surface, we can say, "Wow, this Pharisee is doing a really good job."
啊，如果来到 CCMC 的话，我们很快可能就说，好，你就来参加什么样的侍奉啦，来做我们什么样的教导。
If you come to CCMC, you can very quickly say, "Oh, you can do this kind of service or do this kind of teaching."
我只是说可能，啊，因为实在是太棒了。你听他讲的，实在哦，我们啊，这个人实在品德高尚，太好了。
Yeah, because if we see this from the surface, we could see like, "Oh, wow, this person is great and doing all these great things and moral."
那我现在不是说我们 CCMC 是一个很肤浅的教会哈。
And I'm saying our CCMC is a very shallow church.
我之所以会这么说，是因为我说我们是一个看重就是人在神面前品格塑造的一间教会。
I'm saying this because we're a church that cares about the moral upstandingness of a person in front of God.
所以当我们看见有这样一个法利赛人的时候
，So when we see a Pharisee like this,
哇，他不是强匪，他各方面都做那么好，而且，
you know, he's not a thief. He does everything great, and
他不单单禁食，也就是他守律法。
Not only does he fast,
他还
follows the rules.
他还比律法还来得更高尚。
He takes it one step further.
因为他不单单只是奉献他所赚取的。
Because he's not only giving a tenth of his salary.
人家给他的，他所得到的什么花红什么，全都奉献，全都会有一些十一的奉献。
He gives a tenth of everything that he gets.
这真的是表面上，这是一个完美的履历表。
On the surface, he really does look perfect.
可是主耶稣基督告诉我们
，But Jesus tells us,
他的道德是很局限的。
Is a very narrow-minded and restricted.
局限在不偷盗。
That he is limited in that he doesn't rob people.
不犯奸淫。
He's not an adulterer.
不和罗马帝国有任何的关系。
He doesn't have any connections with the Roman.
不做一些某些恶事。
He doesn't do certain evil things.
同时间，他的履历表有什么样的那种黑点呢？
And the spots that are on his resume.
主耶稣会问我们说：“你难道看不出来他在说我我我我我我我
？”Jesus is asking, "Can you not tell that he's saying I I I I I I I?"
他的感谢状，他的感谢神转向的不是神，
his,
接下来全都是讲他自己。
His thanksgiving is not towards God. He keeps talking about himself.
他并不是感谢神能够保守他这样一个罪人能够不涉进入一个罪的圈套。
He's not thanking God that he's not thanking God for taking him out of a sinful state.
乃是说你看我。
But to say that, look at me.
甚至有学者说，这人几乎来到神面前说，哎，你能够有我在你的国度里面，你应该是高兴。
Some scholars even say that his attitude is like, oh, to have me in your kingdom, you should be happy.
而这税吏他的禁食带来什么样的一个果效呢？
And the Pharisee, his fasting, what does that have?
Yeah. 带来了高傲。
It brought confidence and arrogance.
神所设定的禁食是要人对于自己有这样一个痛忏悔。
God's fast is for people to have this repentance.
对世界的公义有这样一种心中的一种怜悯。
to have pity and mercy over the worldly justice.
Yeah, of the lack of justice.
Oh, of the lack of justice in the world.
可是这个税吏,
but this tax collector,
他的禁食, 他的十一奉献, 带来的反而是, 你看那个税吏, 你看我这个法利赛人。
Oh, but the attitude he brought is that like, oh, look at my fasting and look at that guy, the tax collector.
因为确实在那个形容之中, 所谓那个税吏是一个非常贬低的一个形容。
The description of saying that tax collector is a very derogatory reference.
而这税吏是谁?
And who is this tax collector?
这税吏他自己说的是什么?
What did he say about himself?
我是个罪人。
I'm a sinner.
也就是在这个时候，法利赛人说，他是个罪人，我不是。And
so at this moment, the Pharisee is saying that he is a sinner and I am not.
一个不是罪人的人怎么会需要神呢？
A person who's not a sinner, how will they need God?
来到这个税吏。Now
we see the tax collector.
主耶稣基督告诉我们说，他有这样一个四个表现，或者是一个谦卑的特征。
Jesus tells us that he has these four features of humility.
第一，他觉得他完全不配靠近那个神圣的殿。First,
he doesn't think that he even deserves to be near the holy sanctuary.
所以主耶稣基督说，他这个税吏其实是远远站着的。So
Jesus says that he is standing far away.
不要忘记，我们这时候主耶稣基督还没有上十字架。Don't
forget, Jesus hasn't been on the cross yet.
那幔布还没有被撕裂。The
curtain hasn't been torn.
所以在他们的思维之中，这是一个非常神圣、人其实不可亲近神的一个场所。So
in their minds, this is still a very holy sanctuary that we can't approach.
所以这个税吏虽然他知道他自己和罗马，他是罗马帝国之下的一个公务员。So
the tax collector knows that he's an employee of the Roman.
可是他知道他站在神的面前，他的这样一个圣洁，他只能够远远站着。
But he knows that when he comes before God, he is not pure, so he can only stand far away.
那第二，他这里主要是对他的形容是连举目望天也不敢。
Here Jesus also says that he doesn't even dare to presume that he is in God's domain.
也确实，他就是不敢假设说我是可以这样凭我自己本身也能够进入到神国的这样一个人。
He doesn't dare presume that by himself he can enter into God's kingdom.
第三，他其实在表现上，他能够，他对他的罪是有忏这样一个痛悔。
The third is that gesturally he's sorrowful for his sins.
因为主耶稣基督这里告诉我们说他是捶着胸。
Jesus saying here is saying that he's beating his breast.
这是一个所谓在外在表现上显出了他内心的一个忏悔。
This is an outer action that is showing his inner being.
Contrition.
Yeah.
那同时间，他也用言语来表达了内心的忏悔。At
the same time, he used words to express his the sorrowfulness in his heart too.
说神啊，开恩，可怜我这个罪人。He
saying, God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
完完全全的是要以谦卑的一个姿态来到神面前。And
he's fully humble coming before God.
是税吏的祷告带他到神的面前。The
tax collector's prayer brought him before God.
焦点是交于神的手中，因为是要由神来怜悯他。The
point is that he brought it before God, and now it's up to God to have mercy on him.
他唯一能够做的，也就是央求神能够对他有怜悯。The
only thing he can do is to pray that God will have mercy on him.
这与法利赛人的祷告有非常大的一个对比。It's
in huge contrast with the Pharisee's prayer.
因为法利赛人的祷告，他的感谢最后转向的是自我称赞。
Because the Pharisee's thanksgiving and prayer is turning it back to him.
神呢？
What about God?
神在他的生命成长，在他的这样一个整个变成这样一个有美好德行的一个人，神在哪呢？
Where is God in his maturation and growth as a good moral person?
所以神对这个 税吏说什么呢?
So what does God say to the sinner?
你在我面前看为公义。
You are righteous before me.
我看你为公义。
Oh, I see you as justified.
因为是谦卑的灵魂得到神他听他的祷告。
Because it's a humble soul that God hears.
同时间是一个依靠神的一个灵魂才会在神面前被看为公义。
And it's a dependent soul who will be pronounced right by God.
不是因为这个税吏他是无罪的。
Not because the tax collector was sinless.
而确实他是有罪。
Because he is sinful.
可是他的罪得着赦免。
But his sins were forgiven.
而这赦免是因为他相信神，并且求告神的怜悯临到他的身上。
But his forgiveness is because he is trusting in God and for his mercy.
第十四节，主耶稣基督再次说：“我告诉你们。”
In verse 14, Jesus is saying, "Truly, I tell you."
再次告诉我们一个真理。
I tell you another truth.
也就是这个税吏回家去比那个法利赛人来算为公义。
That this tax collector is more justified before God than the Pharisee.
在这个时候。
Now.
也就是在对不起，在这个路加十八章的这样在的这个写作的这个时刻。
Luke 18.
路加医生就告诉我们在主耶稣基督服事里面有这样一个小插曲。
Dr. Luke is telling us an anecdote in Jesus Christ's service.
也就是要告诉我们主耶稣基督刚才所对 在比喻里面所讲这样一个对于税吏的这样一个真理。
Jesus Christ is saying that in the parable,
所讲到这个税吏。
That he's talking about the tax collector.
虽然那个是一个比喻。
Even though it's a parable.
可是在现实生活中是会兑现的。
In reality, it becomes true.
也就是那全然倚靠神的。
The one who will fully be dependent on God.
那完完全全需要靠着神来有生命的这样一个灵魂。
The one who gains life completely by trusting God.
会被神所接纳。
Will be accepted by God.
并且在神的国度之中。
And will be in God's dominion.
主耶稣基督要告诉我们说，神他确实是会接纳那完全依靠神的人。
Jesus wants to tell us that God will accept. The one who fully trusts God.
所以第十五到十七节。
And so verse 15 to 17.
这里我们看见说，门徒以为小朋友会对主耶稣基督产生一些搅扰。
The disciples thought that the children will disturb Jesus.
可是主耶稣基督反倒是说，他非常的乐意来祝福他们。
But actually, Jesus is very willing to bless them.
因为在这里，这些家长带着小孩是要主耶稣基督摸他们。
Because the parents are bringing the children to Jesus for him to touch him.
所谓摸，也就是这样一个贴近的这样一个表现。
And to place his hands on them is a gesture that he's close with them.
同时间是要对他们有祝福。
At the same time, he's to bless them.
所以主耶稣基督说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们。
So God says, let the children come to me and do not hinder them.
主耶稣基督爱的是这小孩。
Jesus loves these children.
同时间也爱着门徒。
At the same time, he loves his.
也要透过这些小孩子，以及这主耶稣基督如何对待这小孩子，来教导门徒神国的道理。
Jesus is through his actions towards the children is trying to teach the disciples of God's kingdom.
之前我们看到寡妇跟税吏。
Before we saw the widow and the tax collector.
这些在文化以及社会中都是要么微不足道，要么就是被人鄙视的人。
People who are insignificant in society that people look down on.
来到小孩子，他既微不足道，又被人鄙视。
And when it comes to the kids, they are insignificant and they are not looked well upon by other people.
可是我们看见主耶稣基督是完完全全的要祝福他们。
But we see that Jesus wants to fully and completely bless them.
同时间，主耶稣基督要让门徒看见神国的真理。
And Jesus wants to show the disciples the truth of God's kingdom.
也就是他们需要在他们全然对神的信靠之中，也就全然的依靠神。
And it's for them to see that in their full trust of God, they need to fully be dependent on God.
如果要做一个真正神国里的人，
if they're to be a true Christian in God's kingdom,
就是一个完完全全说神啊，我需要你。
It's a total dependence on God that we need them. We need him.
神不单单只是一个所谓让我们 财经上能够有帮助。
God isn't just someone who can help us financially.
或者是对我们道德上有一些教导。
Or someone who can teach us good morals.
或者是在我们一些个人或者是全国性的一种愿景之中能够真正所谓参与的这样一位神。
Or not someone who can just participate in our personal or communal lives.
有一位牧师他写着
One preacher writes.
他说：“我怎么能够把神当成我的那个急救师呢？”
How can I see God as my savior?
Paramedic.
Oh, paramedic.
It's not on the screen.
Okay, cool.
这个有点已经开始偷稿啊。因为我们所祷告的是宇宙的神。
Because the one we're praying to is the God of the universe.
是赐给我们生命的神
It's a life-giving God.
所以我们看神不是片面性的看
So the way we look at God isn't compartmentalized.
乃是带着我们全人的生命来到神面前说你是赐给我这全部生命的神我需要你
But it's to see God as the life-giver of everything our whole lives that we're saying I need you.
就像这小孩子没有了父母一样他肯定完蛋
Just like if children don't have parents, they're probably perished.
不是所谓道德完蛋，或者是财政上完蛋，是整个没有生命，是死亡，在街头上死亡。
Not just morally or financially perished, but literally just die in the streets.
我们也看见像这税吏或者是这个寡妇
，just like the tax collector and the widow.
是自己没有办法，是需要由外来的这样一个比他们更有权能的人来给予他们公义。
It's because they can't get justice by themselves. They need an external someone other than them to give them justice.
那我时不时会被英文堂的一些弟兄姐妹去请去看猫哈。
Once in a while, I'll be invited by the English congregation brothers and sisters to pet sit.
那其中有一只猫，它非常的漂亮，非常的可爱。
One of the cats is very pretty and very cute.
就为了保护他的身份，我就不说他的名字。
To protect the identity of the cat, I won't say who it is.
可是常常你就想去摸他的时候，他就真的是不理会你这样。
But when we try to like pet him or her, they're just like nonchalant.
而且也因为这只猫有时候就会以这种很怀疑的眼光看着你，然后你走到哪里，它眼睛就是不眨的，然后就跟着你走。
She'll also like follow you with her gaze to just like suspicious kind of look.
总感觉说你好像要害她。
Kind of like you're gonna like hurt her.
然后有时候就这样看，然后就
But sometimes they'll just look, and then whoop, and then run away.
哎，可是。
But.
可是她饿的时候。
But when she's hungry.
哎，有这180度的转变。
It's really just a 180 change.
有时候会吓到，因为你在做就是在电脑上做事情，突然间有这个毛毛的东西从脚这样擦过。
Sometimes it scares me because you know I will be on my computer and then suddenly there's a fuzzy thing on my leg.
然后突然间就很舒服，因为它毛真的很软。
And it feels really good because her fur is really soft.
然后突然间这只猫就哇热情无比。
And suddenly she becomes so affectionate.
啊，你伸手出来啊，头就这样哇。
She'll like nuzzle her head on your hand.
然后你走到哪里，它就跟你到哪里。
And she'll follow you everywhere you go.
有时候真的很想让它一直饿下去。
Sometimes we really want her to stay hungry.
可是这就是人的恶性。
But this is the sinful nature.
邪恶的饿，不是肚子饿的饿。
The sin, not the hunger.
Chinese pun, it's harder. 可是让我真的是开始想。
But it really makes me think.
这只猫它真的知道它需要谁。
The cat really does know who she needs.
至少在饿的时候。
At least when she's hungry.
在它不饿的时候，它看你好像是敌人。
When she's not hungry, she kind of sees you as an enemy.
可是当它知道它有需要的时候。
But when she knows that she has a need.
它就是一直要来到那个可以供应它的人。
And she keeps coming back to the one who will provide.
当然，这只是一个比喻，所以也是一个很片面的一个讲法。
It's just a metaphor, so it's just a very surface.
因为可能这只猫不知道说，哦，有屋梁也是给它的，有水也是给它的，冷气开也是给它的，床给它的，反正很多都是给它。可是它想到的只是我肚子饿。
Well, she might not know that the roof is for her, the water is for her, the AC is for her too, but she just thinks that when she's hungry, the food is for her.
可是至少她知道在有需要的时候，她要去找她的主人，或者是代表主人来看她猫的人。
But at least when she's hungry, she knows to find her owner or the caregiver.
主耶稣基督会问门徒。
Jesus asked the disciples.
或者说可以，他有会问我们。
He will ask us.
你想这些小朋友是对你来说是没有任何一种属灵的教训吗？
Do you think that these little children don't have any spiritual lessons?
你禁止他们责备他们父母，你觉得他们是没有价值的吗？
To hinder them and to rebuke their parents, do you think that they have no value?
可是这里我们可以想一想。
But here we can consider.
我们是否就像这小孩子，完完全全的需要那照顾他们的人？
Are we like these little kids that were fully dependent on their caregivers?
我们是否在神的面前心态是如此呢？
Do we come before God with this kind of attitude?
主耶稣基督再一次说了，我实在告诉你们。
Jesus once again says, truly I tell you.
他凡要承受神国的。
Anyone who will receive the kingdom.
若不像小孩子，断不能进去。
If they don't come like a little child, they can't get in.
他不是说小孩子能够进去。
He's not saying that only children can enter it.
因为有常常我们有一个思想说，小孩子天真可爱，肯定可进去。
Because often we think, children are cute and innocent, of course they can get in.
主耶稣基督讲的非常重要是，他是一个对，他是一个做一个comparison 是中文比较，他是做一个比较。
Jesus is making a comparison.
也就是说，我们在神面前的信心是否正如小朋友对他们的父母这样一个完全的依靠？
Is our heart and our dependence towards God like the children towards their parents?
尤其我们说天父是我们的父亲，我们是天父的儿女。
Especially when we say that God is our Father and we are His children.
所以主耶稣基督来。
So when Jesus comes,
他问。
He'll ask.
人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信的吗？
When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?
主耶稣基督在他的门徒之中，他要看见有真正这样一个信仰。
Jesus wants to see this distinct feature in his disciples that there is this true faith.
这样一个特征，也就是这样一个坚持的一个祷告。
The distinct feature is the persistent prayer.
因为这样一个坚持的祷告是对神这样一个坚持的一个信靠。
Because this persistent prayer is a persistence towards God.
你对神会祷告，是因为你对神有这样一个信靠，有这样的谦卑。
You pray to God is because you have this humility and trust in God.
这法利赛人在神面前的祷告是完全没有一个祈求。
The Pharisee did not ask of anything in his prayers towards God.
因为确确实实完全不需要
神。Because he really didn't need God at all.
至少在他的眼中。
At least in his eyes.
那我们对神的这样一个信靠有怎么样的一个特征？
So our trust towards God, what feature does that have?
但愿因着主耶稣基督的话，我们认真的看待祷告这样一件必须要有的一个行为。
Hopefully because of the words of Jesus, we'll see the importance of a true prayer and.Attitude towards prayer.
因为祷告不单单只是一个行为。
Prayer isn't just an act.
它更是一个验证。
It's also a
evidence. Affirmation.
Oh, affirmation.
Yeah. 验证我们对神的这样一个信心。
Affirmation of our faith and trust towards God.
当主耶稣基督叫我们显示我们的身份证的时候。
When Jesus asks us to show our IDs.
上面会写着，这是一个宣告是相信神的人，并且是坚持有祷告的信靠神的门徒吗？
Will our ID show that we are a professing Christian who pray persistently for his or her faith?
一个不常祷告以及一个完全没有祷告的灵魂，是一个已经对神放弃了信心的一个灵魂。
A prayer or a prayerless soul is someone who has already given up on the faith.
如果在我们祷告之中，我们没有对神任何一个祈求，也就是我们其实根本不需要神，完全我们双手可做。
If we don't have a petition in our prayer, it's because we don't need God that we can do everything by our own hands.
如果我们对神没有任何一种赞美，那是因为我们眼中无神。
If we have no praise for God, it's because we have no regard for God.
根本不认识神，他是如何的荣耀。
It's because we don't recognize how glorious God is.
如果我们在神面前没有任何的忏悔，
If we don't have any contrition before God,
我们是对神没有任何的敬畏。
We have no fear for God.
因为我们不觉得说神能拿我们怎么样。
Because we don't think He can do anything.
我们不知道说我们生命确实是我们永恒的去向确实是掌管在神的手中。
Because we don't think that our everlasting destination is in the control of God.
就算在人与人之间的一个关系之中，
even in interpersonal relationships.
如果没有任何的一个沟通，那个沟通，那个关系是死的。
If there's no communication at all, it's a dead relationship.
如果是非常少的沟通，那个是一个正在衰败的一个正在衰败的一个关系。
If there's just a little bit of communication, it's a dying or a decaying relationship.
那往往偶尔有沟通的话，那是一个距离相当疏远的一个关系。
An occasional communication means it's a distant relationship.
当然有一些特定的情况使得这种就是没有办法沟通，这是确实像没有 WiFi 或者是突然间电讯塔坏了。可是我们说正常的情况之下，
In certain situations like, you know, no WiFi or no reception, we can't communicate. But in a regular scenario.
有这位一个牧师他在思考祷告的时候，
This pastor Manny Mill, when he's thinking about prayer,
你说我们没有办法一个在跟一个人有一个关系，如果我们没有和他面对面的话。
He says that we cannot have a relationship with someone if we do not spend time facing this person.
因为直到我们与这个人有面对面的时间，我们才会认识到说他是这样一个整体，并且会开始认识到说他是存在的。
Until we have this, we face someone and address them as the individual, we acknowledge who she or he is.
所以在我们不断的祷告之中，
So in our persistent prayer,
我们是要被提醒说，我们不只是在这边打坐，然后让内心能够平静而已。
We need to be reminded that we're not just meditating, so we'll have a calmness.
我们祷告不是在空气中打拳。
We're not just like talking to thin air.
我们是跟宇宙的神做对话。
We're conversing with the God of the universe.
因为我们是健忘的人。
Because we're forgetful people.
我们容易忘记神在我们内心、我们的生命之中有什么样的带领。
We always forget what kind of leadership or presence God has in our life.
所以我们要祷告。
So that's why we need to pray.
以致我们能够继续的认识神。
So that we can continually get to know God.
继续的能够在信靠之中有成长。
And continually grow in trust in God.
所以一个没有祷告或是鲜少祷告的一个生命。
So a life that doesn't have prayer or very little prayer.
并不是一个神神子民的这样一个生命。
It's not a true Christian life.
这样一个有距离的一个沟通，
and a distant communication.
不是主耶稣基督和他门徒那所谓合而为一亲密的关系。
It's not the same relationship that Jesus has with his disciples, the closeness.
主耶稣基督确保他的听众以及他的门徒。
Jesus says this to his listeners and disciples.
神是有全然公义。
God has the just.
会行公义。
And He will do what is just.
我们信吗？
Do we believe that?
我们全然信吗？
Do we fully believe that?
我们因为神有这样的公义，他要以公义待我们，我们会来到神面前谦卑吗？
When we know that God will treat us with this utmost justice, do we come humbly before God?
我们会有这样一个完全依靠的一个特征吗？
Will we have this distinct feature of a full dependence?
那我们这坚持的一个祷告，
so our persistent prayer,
其实就可以从一分钟开始。
Can start with 1 minute.
重点问题是，
the main question is,
我们是否有这样的一个信靠，我们能够花许多的一分钟在神身上。
Do we have the full trust that we can spend many minutes on God?
确实从一分钟开始。
Truly just from 1 minute.
我们不需要说哇，我今年就要打给他，you know, 每天祷告20个钟头，好。
We don't need to say, "Wow, from this year, we're going to pray for 20 hours."
我们可以从真的从一分钟开始。
Really, we can just start from 1 minute.
我们当中有一位弟兄曾经说，哇，连5分钟的祷告其实也不容易啊。
We had a brother among us that said, "Wow, a 5-minute prayer is not that easy."
持续祷告5分钟其实是不容易。
Persistent continual prayer for 5 minutes is actually not an easy thing to do.
这是一位有祷告的弟兄。
This is a brother who prays.
可是感谢主让他在这样的一个醒悟之中说， 我们需要神来帮助我们祷告。
But thanks God, he realized that we need God to help us to pray.
有一个基督徒领袖。
Another Christian leader.
也就是从1分钟开始。
Also started with 1 minute.
可是从每一个钟头的头1分钟开始。
But he started from the first minute of every hour.
每一个钟头的头1分钟，他就祷告。1分钟结束以后，他回复到他所谓生命里面要做的事。
He prays for the first minute of every hour, and then after that, he goes back to what he was doing.
我说啊，我很容易忘记啊。It's
like, oh, I'm so forgetful.
请拿出手机。Please
take out your phone.
设定十二个闹钟。And
set an alarm, or set 12 alarms.
我们手机是一个很好的工具。Our
phones are very good tools.
我们上面的日历是说什么时候要去玩，什么要去哪里吃饭啊，跟谁约会，上面写着整个那个闹钟12个钟头排下来，没问题。
You know, we have our calendars that show when we should do what and be where, so it's very easy to set alarms for prayer.
而神给予这样一个基督徒领袖，不是我，我现在不是隐姓埋名要把我的故事放进去，我也在学习要做到这样一个地步。
And so God showed this Christian leader, who's not me.
这个领袖他这样一分钟一分钟祷告下来以后，
After he prayed for 1 minute at a time.
第一祷告变成非常的自然，已经跳脱了所谓一个形式。
It's become very natural, that's not ritualistic at all.
非常的关系化，非常的自然。
It's really just very natural and in a relationship.
同时间，他说他开始 转头的时候，他就会可以以基督的心来看世界。
And when he looks at the world, he can see it through the eyes of God.
因为他一直在问神说，我要看见什么。
And because he is continuously asking God, what should I be seeing?
我要做些什么？
What should I be doing?
所以除了设闹钟，你可以拿出一个笔记本，每个1分钟你就开始写祷文。
So other than setting alarms, you can also have a notebook that every minute you can just start writing your prayer.
可能1分钟写不完没关系。
Maybe you can't finish in 1 minute, and that's okay.
下个1分钟继续写。
In the next 1 minute, you can keep going.
一天写下来说，这个祷文神是怎么样带领我的思维？
And after a full day of writing, you can see how God has led you through this day of prayer.
边走边祷告。
And you can walk or pray as you walk.
边跑步边祷告。
Pray as you run.
边逛街边祷告。
Pray as you shop.
久而久之就会发现，原来祷告不是 一定是跪下来，双手合十，然后闭眼睛这样。
And as time goes on, you'll see that prayer is not just when you have to close your eyes and kneel down and pray.
乃是啊，神啊，我要出门啦！你今天要带我去哪里？哦，我知道我今天要去哪里。我现在要跟谁见面？求神你来帮助我。就是这样一个祷告。
But more so that when you go out the door, you'll say, "Oh God, who will I meet today? Or what do you want me to see today?" This is kind of a prayer too.
Hello, Irene.
Hi, Irene. 你好。
就是这么样的，当然现在有点尴尬，可是就是这样的一个自然。It's
a little awkward right now, but it should be natural.
我们是否甚至会说，主耶稣基督早安啊。We
can even say, "Oh, good morning, God."
以这个一个电影的情节做结束。We'll
close with this illustration from.
这部电影叫做《落魄大厨》。
This movie is called Chef.
那里面呢，他的就是有这么一个大厨。
There's this chef in the movie.
但他有一个儿子。
Who has a son?
这个就是科技在他手中是非常，就是他很善用科技。
That's very tech savvy.
然后他就开始录了这样一段影片。
He starts recording this video.
叫做每天1秒钟。
That's called 1 second per day.
所以他就每天就录制这样一个1秒钟的一个短片，然后加，就整个加起来，可能一整个月下来。 然后就变成一个短片。
So he like makes these movies or videos out of 1 second videos per day.
那其实他就跟他爸爸说，嘿，我做了这个，就是他们一起有一段经历。
So he has this experience with his father.
然后在这经历要快结束的时候，他说，爸，我做了这样的一段视频，你要不要看？
And when this experience is ending, he tells his dad that, "Hey, I have this video. Do you want to look at it?"
每天1秒钟。
1 second every day.
那他爸爸当时也没有觉得怎么样，他说没有，我会看的，你就 email 寄给我。
So his dad is like, oh, whatever, yeah, send it to me, I'll look at it.
所以后来 email 寄给他。
So he sent him over email.
爸爸也打开。
And the dad opened it.
然后越看越投入。
And as he watched, the more he watched, the more he got into it.
因为那一秒钟其实牵扯到了他当时与那孩子在的时候的许多秒钟。
Because that one second is also connected to all the memories of many, many seconds.
每一秒钟下来以后，爸爸的头脑充斥着他们当在过去这段时间的所有在一起的经历。
And after all these seconds, his head is filled with all the memories and experience that he had with his son.
就那么一秒钟。
Just that one second.
一秒，可是累积起来是一个整个生命的一个缩写。
But when they are added together, it's a great summary of this life.
却让这爸爸完完全全的更加的爱他的孩子。
That made this father just love his son even more.
镜头转向爸爸的时候，已经是就是眼睛已经是有泪光。
And when the camera pans to the dad, he's already crying.
本来爸爸说你不用你就不用来厨房帮我了。
At first, the dad said, "Oh, you don't need to help me in the kitchen."
看完了那段片段，他说，你就周末的时候没有上课嘛，你就来帮我。
After he saw the movie, he said, "Oh, you know, on the weekend you don't have school, you can come help."
因为他想起了这是多么一个美好的一个关系。
Because he remembered what a lovely relationship.
为何就留在过去呢？为什么不让他继续延伸到未来？
Why just leave it in the past? Why not continue it in the future?
我们每天的一分钟祷告。
Our one-minute prayer every day.
可能可以是个人的。
It can be personal.
家庭的。
It can be in your family.
朋友之间的。
It can be with your friends.
整个教会的。
In the whole church.
不断的，也就是提醒我们与神的关系不只是留在过去，乃是要进入未来。
And slowly it will remind us that our relationship with God is not just to be left in the past, but to be continued.
每天每天与神共进我们的生命。
Day after day, we're sharing our life with God.
我们现在就用这样一分钟，我们在神面前有祷告。
So now we'll use this one-minute prayer to come before God.
我们个人在神面前有这样的一个静思。
We quietly pray to ourselves before God.
在领圣餐之前，来纪念神给我们的话语，并且神透过主耶稣基督所做的那伟大事迹。
To ponder on God's works and His words. In our lives. Dear God,
一分钟似乎很快飞逝。
One minute seemed to just fly by.
可是在一分钟之内又可以如此的甜蜜。
But within that 1 minute, it can also be just so sweet.
你可以对我们说许多。
You can speak a lot to us.
我们也可以对您说许多。
And we can also say a lot to you.
感谢神你所赐予我们这样的时空。
God, we thank you for this time that you've given us.
你与我们同在。
That you're with us.
在这时空之中，你赐下了主耶稣基督那血染的十字架。
In this time that you've given us your Son on the cross, Jesus Christ.
也同时间赐予我们那空坟墓所带来的力量。
And at the same time, given us the strength of that empty tomb.
我们现在来领圣杯、圣饼的时候。
And as we come before you in this communion.
求神你就在你的爱中保佑我们。
God, we pray that you'll bless us in your love.
看护我们的心。
To watch over our hearts.
全然的信靠你。
So that we can be fully trusting in you.
在你面前谦卑。
To come fully humble before you.
领受这饼和杯能够有喜乐。
To break this bread and take this cup and to be joyous in it.
洁净我们的罪。
Please purify us of our sins.
因着主耶稣基督，我们能够来到神您面前。
Because of Jesus Christ, we can come before you.
谢谢神，你所赐予我们这样的和好的关系。
God, we thank you for this perfect relationship.
我们为此祷告，感谢乃奉靠主耶稣基督圣名祈求。
And in the grace, and we receive this prayer in the name of Jesus.
Amen.